21, describe the different uses of random assignment and tell what aspects of internal and external validity are enhanced by each. We've talked about two kinds of random assignment of individuals to treatment conditions. That's all about initial equivalence of subject variables, the first part of internal validity. The other kind of random assignment that we have talked about is random assignment to procedural alternatives. When you've got, and there's nothing magic about that, I just sort of made that up, okay? But I like to have a term to hang things on, because then I can repeat the same thing to you over and over and over and beat it into your head. So we have random assignment of individuals to conditions and random assignment of individuals to procedural alternatives. That's when we have multiple of something. Whether it's multiple labs, multiple researchers, multiple equipment, multiple sets of stimuli, where we want to make sure that anything we don't hold constant is balanced across conditions. And anytime you say the word balance to yourself, the next word in your brain should be random assignment. Because that is the number one way of producing balancing, is random assignment. None of the uses of random assignment have anything to do with external validity. External validity is not about assignment, it's about selection. And what we're talking about here is random assignment.